I'm sitting here with the multi-reedist, Bay Area-born saxophonist David Murray. He has a recording called Perfection, a power trio featuring the drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, the pianist Jerry Allen, David Murray. And we are celebrating Ornette Coleman.
Most definitely, yes. Ornette's, that little talk we had yesterday with Ashley was really good.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that, because actually I wanted to play some of your conversation with the Grammy Award-winning author Ashley Kahn during his talks at the Jazz Middleham Festival about Ornette Coleman, and here's some of that right now.
To accomplish what Ornette Coleman accomplished, I mean, he took the language of Charlie Parker and turned it upside down, and it even confused the other beboppers to the point where they couldn't figure out what Ornette was doing. That's why they were so interested. That's why, Charlie Mingus, the MJQ and all these groups, they got around his idea. They didn't know, they couldn't quite figure out what Ornette had done. You know, so now we have the mechanisms to find out what he's actually done, and they still can't do it. See, it's just how far advanced he was. I mean, he's a genius on another plane. That maybe some of the things that he did may be inexplicable. You know, that's why no one can really. Even though they could play the notes that he played, they can't sound like him. I mean, when Ornette came to town, Sonny Murray told me, he said, well, this is like street talk, you know. He said, well, there's a cat in town, he sounds like a horse. You know, he could play, you know, and everybody was, that frightened a lot of people. So that's how they explained it in this non-computer time. But this was the word on the street then. So, you know, Ornette kind of he upset a lot of people when he arrived.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Ornette Coleman sounding like a horse. Here he is in Science Fiction, sitting here with David Murray.
To listen to Science Fiction, and it started with the bass. I guess that was Charlie Hayden. And then Dewey Redman started playing. Then Bobby Bradford played, and Ornette played last. But by the time Ornette had played, Dewey and Bobby and Charlie had played all these Ornette-isms already, you know. And then Ornette completely played different than himself. It was really funny because he had to. They had played all his licks before he got the solo. And that was like 1971. It was just really a gas. It just cracked me up. Ornette didn't play that often, and even throughout his whole career, when Ornette played, it was always a big event, because he like Leonardo was saying yesterday, although he might not hit for 3 years, but he would keep the band rehearsing every day with new music at his loft. So being around Ornette was kind of like he kind of had his own arts festival going on at his own house. It was really one of the first loft jazz places, you know, 131 Prince Street. When I went there in 75, it was already happening for a long time. And I went to interview him as an independent study from my college, Pomona College, where Bobby Bradford is still teaching, you know. It took me about 3 or 4 days playing pool in order to get that Ornette was comfortable enough to do an interview with me.
Well, the name of your album, Perfection, comes from an unwritten, unrecorded sort of, I guess you could call it lost Ornette Coleman composition that Bobby Bradford introduced to you?
Yeah, we were practicing one day and he said, here, check this out. And I said, what is this? He said, yeah, he said it's something Ornette was playing and I wrote it down and I just found it. And so you take it, just check it out. And basically it was a song that kind of like a, I don't even know if he was writing a song, but Bobby thought it should be a song, so he wrote it out, transcribed it right off of him practicing, and it was his tune Perfection. I use it a lot with my students and make them play it through all the keys and like, okay, let's play it real fast now, and let's play it in another key. You know, it just keeps people sharp, and so, you know, it's always good to have a tune like that for your students, something that it's far too impossible to play, but it gives them something to reach for. It wasn't my idea to call the album Perfection, but in a trio situation that's democratic, sometimes you don't get your idea.
Well, let's listen to David Murray with Terry Lynn Carrion and Jerry Allen, Perfection. We'll be right back.